Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me our representative, Rebecca Himshute. Thank you for being here this morning.
Hey, Brooke. Thanks for having me. It's really good to be here.
Yeah, I feel lucky that we get to have you in the studio, and we're here to talk about something a lot of listeners are going to be quite interested in. So let's jump right into it. We're here to talk about a roundtable event about sport fishing services sector. That event is happening this Monday, September 15th at 1 p.m. So I want to start right off with, what is this roundtable event?
That's a really good question. It's an opportunity for folks. We are opening this to the public. We invite everyone to join us either on Zoom or in the room. And it starts at 1 o'clock on Monday. We expect it to go all the way until 5. It's an opportunity for folks to come in and learn. We're trying to build support for a resolution I have in the legislature called HCR 1. Talking about entry practices into the sport fishing services sector. And so to get everybody on the same page and to make sure that we're all working from the same information, this Monday is going to have, we'll have five folks speaking about different elements of what we're looking at doing in HCR 1, which establishes a task force to really take a deeper look and examine the issues in the sport fishing services sector and then make recommendations, if they have any, for the legislature.
Wow. Okay. So the first step that this HCR 1 intends to do is to create a task force.
Correct.
And this roundtable event is a chance for people to learn what kind of information you all are taking in and are going to be using as you move forward as a task force. Is that right?
Yeah, we're building capacity to attempt to make a task force. It sounds like a lot of steps, and it is a lot of steps. I've found that anything you do in the legislature has a lot of steps. So what we're doing is, by having this conversation, we're inviting people to come in, and if they support the resolution, then they can support it legislatively as well, so they can call into hearings and that kind of thing. So that's one goal. The other goal is to make sure that as we look at these issues, whether or not we get this task force off the ground, that we're all using the same information and that people have an opportunity for dialogue. Too often, conversations in fisheries are at a very contentious table, and it has to do with allocation. And people, emotions run high. You know, these are people's livelihoods. So this is an opportunity to come into a space where we're there for dialogue. And I want to be careful when I say dialogue. This is going to be a moderated conversation. So we do welcome questions, but they'll be written and they'll run through a moderator. And that allows folks on Zoom to also participate. And so we're calling it a conversation. There will be Q&A for each of the presentations, and then there will be Q&A at the end of the entire set of presentations so that we can hopefully answer questions and invite people into the conversation.
Great. Okay. That really clarifies things. So we're going to have, there will be presentations about giving information. We'll hear more about that shortly. But following each presentation, an opportunity for people attending, whether it's over Zoom or in person, to ask questions. There will be a moderator, though, to help with that process. So the questions Correct. Will not be verbal. You'll write them down first.
Correct.
And then that same chance at the very end of the presentations.
Right. So if somebody's watching and they come up with a question that they didn't get in, they can submit it at the end. And whatever time we have, our time ends at 5 o'clock. I don't know. You know, if 10 people show up, we'll be done by 5. If a whole bunch of people are there, it could go longer. I do know that the goal is to stick with the timeline as close as we can.
Okay. And there's a lot of information that you're going to be moving through over the course of that afternoon on Monday the 15th. There are a total of 5 presentations that will be happening. Can you tell us Correct. About those?
Yeah, I'd like to just go in order and run through who's going to be here and what they'll be talking about. So we, again, this is to sort of establish a foundation, so lay the groundwork for future conversations. So we're going to start with Dani Evanson from Fish and Game. A lot of folks will know that name. She helps with the Pacific Salmon Treaty negotiations. So she'll be presenting on the Pacific Salmon Treaty. I will follow her from my office. I want to give some legislative background on the sport fishing services sector. And so we've had bills. There are bills prior to 1992, but we did a look back, a sort of a research dig into what's been tried or looked at. And all the way back in 1992, I might misquote here, I didn't bring that note, but I believe it was Robin Taylor from Wrangell filed a bill to limit entry into sport fishing. And so I'll give a little bit of a legislative history of what's been tried. Some things have gotten through, some things have not. And then in our third presentation will be Glenn Haight from the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, giving a little bit of a history of limited entry. And I want to be really clear, he's talking about commercial fishing limited entry, which we've had since the 70s, and that took a constitutional amendment to do. He'll explain all of that. We are not saying that the sport fishing services sector will go to limited entry. That's not what we're saying. A request was made to my office to do that. That's not a bill I'll file. Without going through some kind of a process with more input like a task force. So maybe that will be a recommendation, maybe it won't, but we want to at least look at how it was done in commercial fishing. And then we'll follow that with Dr. Rachel Donkersloot from ANIAC. She'll be on Zoom. Everyone else is in person. And Dr. Donkersloot is going to be talking about some considerations about some of the outcomes from limited entry that we didn't control for or predict. So we've seen a loss of permits in rural Alaska, and that's a very real thing. And I see it in my communities. When I go to communities that used to have a very active commercial fishing sector, you see harbors that have skiffs and not necessarily commercial fishing vessels still in those communities. So she'll be presenting on some considerations of commercial limited entry. And then we'll wrap up with SEAGO, the Southeast Alaska Guides Organization. They've had an intern looking at how other states handle entry into the sport fishing services sector. And if I could just clarify sport fishing services sector for a second, that it's a mouthful, and it's really important to distinguish. You and I are sport fishermen. If you come to town and you pay to go out on a boat and you're guided, we would probably call that a charter. That's also sport fishing. If you come to town and you rent a boat and go fishing without a guide, that's what we call bare boat or unguided sport fishing. So there are lots of different ways to sport fish, and we're talking about the sport fishing services sector, so that would be the non-resident. I say that. I know that there are families in South Central, who will go out on a charter and pay a guide to fish. So they may not have a boat at home, and they're Alaskans and they're residents. So there are lots of different ways to slice and dice this. What we're getting at are the folks who are working in sport fishing to either by renting a boat or using a guide to go out and catch fish.
Mm-hmm. It's a complex topic, right? And so as you get into the nitty-gritty of it, you realize, yeah, there's more fine language to use. And also why this event is so important, which is really about sharing information and correct, maybe getting a common language to talk about some of these topics.
Right.
Yeah, this will be a great chance for listeners to learn and get more information for themselves. And then also, if they have questions or comments, to be a part of sharing that information to or during the event. And there will be, it's not going to be just people like me that might come out to it, but there will be people involved in decision-making processes, I believe, Board of
Correct,
Fish.
Correct, yeah. Oh, cool. I'm not sure if anybody from the Board of Fish will be there. I've heard that someone is coming, possibly the chair. And then Commissioner Vincent Lang will be in the room as well for the entire presentation. We've also invited legislators from Southeast to join us, and I know at least a couple will be there. And we didn't require people to RSVP and save a seat or anything like that. But we have a room at the Centennial Building. It's also really important. This is a regional issue, and so there will be a Zoom option for folks who won't be here for Southeast Conference or who don't live in Sitka. And to get that Zoom link, you can call my office, if it's okay to give that number.
Yes, yeah. Please.
Okay, that's 907-465-3732. And just fair warning, we'll be in the office today, but I can't guarantee that Monday morning we'll be in the office a whole lot. We'll be off-site getting things ready and picking people up at the airport. Or you could email my office, and that is... local folks will probably, many folks will know this name, but Tava Guillory is working in my office, so that email would be Tava, T-A-V-A, T-A-V-A dot Guillory, G-U-I-L-L-O-R-Y, at A-K-L-E-G dot G-O-V.
Great. So if people want to already submit a question, or if they just want to have the email handy,
yeah,
they know they're going to be outside of
right.
Town.
The email is how you get the Zoom link. We're trying to avoid. They just had another Zoom bombing with an assembly meeting in Alaska. So okay, we're trying really hard to make sure this is limited to. We're not publishing the Zoom in the newspapers or on the website or anything like that. So we're asking folks to call in and we'll send them the Zoom link.
Great. So if you want to participate, those are the ways to get connected to the Zoom link
and
if you're not.
I'll just add also anyone attending on Zoom, probably you'll have to submit questions again through that email, and we'll make sure that that's posted on the Zoom so people can see it. We're not planning to open the chat, and we discovered we need a different level of Zoom to be able to have the Q&A but not the chat, so we're working on upgrading to that new level of Zoom to make it a little more streamlined, but one way or the other, and we'll let folks know in our opening remarks on Monday.
Okay.
How to reach out if they're online.
Great. So if you want to attend, email or call to get the Zoom link. If you're in Sitka, just show up 1 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall this Monday, September 15th. I've been speaking with our representative, Rebecca Himshute, about a roundtable event about sport fishing services sector. Thank you so much for being here, Rebecca.
Thanks for having me, Brooke. I'm really excited about this event.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.